put it up for the spot. Hey, it's Indy, and thanks for coming over to my place. What do I mean, put it up for the spot? Well, you know what I noticed yesterday is it's the 60-year anniversary of Sputnik. Yeah, the first satellite in space. It wasn't us, it was the Soviet Union, and that kicked off the space race. Yeah, 60 years ago. So I quickly did some abacus-style math, and I came up with 1957. So I'm hoping that's accurate. I haven't confirmed this by Wikipedia or anything, but I think that's 1957. And, yep, apparently American spies were all huddled around their tube-style shortwave radio, and a high-pitched beeping noise came through it. And that was not a good day in spy town, because they knew. They knew that Russia, Soviet Union, had beat them. They had a satellite in space. And we had zip. 12 years later, we landed on the moon. Yeah. We went from we got nothing to we're on the moon in 12 years. Is that amazing? Well, what we did is we ran out and we brought over a bunch of German rocket scientists from World War II that apparently had nothing to do and were looking for forgiveness. So we rapidly brought them over and said, yeah, you're sorry, but look, we're behind. Hey, I watch alien astronauts. I know what's going on. I'm not a noob. But yeah, so apparently that kicked off the space race. 12 years later, we're on the moon, sticking a flag in it going, it's ours. It's not what we always do. Columbus sails over. It's ours. What is up? We're so tribal. Anyway. But anyway, the whole spy thing got me thinking. About my mental image of a spy. And I really don't have many. I came up with three. I came up with three spies. When I think of spy, I think of it's always raining, it's always dark, and there's always a bridge involved. I don't know why. They're always in raincoats. There's that spy. The cloak and dagger spy. Then there's the James Bond ziplining, breaking through the window, holding a martini spy. Got that one. And then there's Spy versus Spy. Mad Comics. Those little cartoon characters with the pointy noses, the white one and the black one. Yeah, Spy versus Spy. So if you say, Indy, are there any spies around? You already know what I'm looking for. If I don't see any of those three stereotypical spies, there isn't any. There's none. Nope. Zero. Anyway, so yeah, I thought that was really interesting. What have we been doing? It took us 12 years to do that. What have we been doing since? I don't know. Making iPhones, apparently. But yeah. And you know what else I did this year, which was amazing? And if you get a chance to do this, please, it's not lame. Go do it. It's the Kennedy Space Center. That's in Florida by Jacksonville. Near Jacksonville, I guess. I'll say that. And wow. That's all I'm going to say. It's a wow. They've got the rockets out there. It's like a forest of rockets. And you can walk around and put your hands right on them and actually sit in some of the capsules. They were incredibly small. I can't believe that people sat on this huge, basically ignited stick and fired themselves up into space. And then they were crammed, barely any room. And, yeah, do that. Do it because you can actually get in the capsules and sit there, and that's amazing. And then what they landed on the moon with? Wow. The walls were like thick tinfoil, about a quarter inch thick. You probably could have poked it with your finger. There's space. Hooray! And we're dead. Everybody put on your helmets. I made a mistake. I mean, it's insane. Absolutely, totally insane. And then we actually took the bus ride out to where they launched the lunar missions from. The actual out there, what you saw on all the television, where you watch the Saturn V go up. Wow, I have memories of watching that in the classroom. They'd wheel the TV in for that, stop all of our mathematics for that. And I was sitting in those same seats. And on that day, a SpaceX rocket was launched. Wow. I said wow many times in this, but you know what? It was a wow. And then we went into the Space Center, and I actually got to touch a moon rock. Yeah. Wow. It was probably flagstone from out front. But anyway, I'll talk to you guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.